Karen McVeigh is here. She's been out of country. We took her to the airport about 20-something days ago, and she went and did some stuff and then did some other stuff. Tell us about it.
Okay, well, it's so good to be back with you guys. And so I spent the last probably 20 days with my family, first in France, and then got to go to, and I think most of you know, probably have been involved in this process, but about 4.5 months ago, my family moved to with a call from the Lord to bring his kingdom to the kingdom. So they have been there and just trying to get adjusted to life and figure out all the different cultural interesting things that happened. Everything, all the stories that I had heard were true. Like in the Muslim faith, there's a call to prayer 5 times a day. And if you are shopping during that time, you will get locked in the store because everyone leaves the register and goes to the mosque and prays. And we experienced getting kicked out of a restaurant because they served men only and not families. So it's a very strict society, very gripped by the kingdom of darkness. And but I was extremely encouraged at how well my family is doing. I hadn't really gotten to communicate with them super well over Skype, just not knowing really what I could say. And the Spirit is moving. They're doing wonderfully. It's so cool to see the Lord freeing many of them from bondage, freedom from approval of man, and even just their expectations of what diligence is and what life should look like. The cadence of life is slower there, so we've kind of entered into a season of asking the Lord for more of his Spirit and breakthrough, what this next season is supposed to look like, because they know that they're supposed to bring the kingdom to the kingdom, but don't know exactly what that's supposed to entail right now. And so we have committed the next 21 days specifically to prayer for and seeking the Lord as to what the next steps are to take as far as obedience goes. So thank you all so much for your prayers and for continuing to be faithful in prayer. And we ask that you would join us as we are joining you in prayer for the lost.
So what happened was Karen flew into France, into Paris, and then they spent about 10 days into Christmas and going to the Alps and skiing and the Eiffel Tower and saw the Mona Lisa and saw pictures, and it was just awesome. But tell me what you told me. Was that the most impressive part of your trip? Or
no, not at all. That was all great, but when I stepped onto the soil, something like the Lord just gripped my heart, and I was so broken the entire week. I would see a Muslim shopkeeper and just start to cry, or I don't know, some little thing. I was just weeping pretty much the entire week. I was so touched. So
yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So this really got in her heart. And so I was just asked, with that compassion, would you pray? And she knows this, and we've talked about it. But I got this. I saw an email in a Christian magazine of the top 10 nations that it's most dangerous to be a believer at in the world. And North Korea, Somalia, all that. But look at where's it at? Number 6, they're being crazy careful, but they are taking the risk. They're meeting with the underground church. She got to meet with them. They're sharing the gospel with people. And all of that has risk involved that is worth it for Jesus. So they're using wisdom, but they're out there. So please be praying for them. And I just want Karen to pray.
Father, it's such a blessing to be a part of your kingdom and your family. And I praise you for how holy you are and your greatness. I thank you that your kingdom is expanding and will take over the earth. I thank you that we have already won and that you are driving back the kingdom of darkness. And Father, I ask for this next season that you would give wisdom and guidance. I pray that they would be attentive to your Holy Spirit, that they would be obedient, and that you would guide them in what steps to take practically as they're loving on people. I thank you so much for your love that is that brings fullness and joy in a culture that is marked by empty adherence to the law. And I just ask that you would pour out your blessing and your Spirit, that people would see clearly the truth of your Son, that they would be hungry to know Jesus. I pray for the heart of the Father. I ask that you would move powerfully in their lives, that they would be desperate for you, and that you would give favor to as they listen and wait for opportunities to share the gospel. So We just thank you for what you're doing and ask for increase and more of that in Jesus' name.
Excellent.